And now an exercise in perspective. As always, the electronic mailbag filled after last week's show, but two messages in particular stood out. It is the first anniversary of the start of the Iraq War, writes Una Cadogan of Dayton, Ohio. Instead of extended, in-depth analysis of this anniversary and its implications for the country and the world, we get support groups for breast cancer survivors, Shackleton's Hut, basketball, and one of the single most inane radio features I have ever heard on the start of spring. On the Saturday after the presidential election, are we going to have a story on getting a jump on the Christmas shopping season? I thought you knew your audience better than that. But Una Cadogan, meet Lisbeth Shively. Miss Shively listened to the same show and sent the following. Sun shining here in northwest Washington State, up bright and early to enjoy your program. First disappointment, Scott Simon is away. Well, then comes a story about elephants being abused, and after some unimportant jabbering, another depressing story about former breast cancer patients. Now I have had enough. No, I don't expect you to play mariachi music, but lay off the depressing stuff. Now that's what we like to call point counterpoint. The Edwin Hawkins Singers, we couldn't have sung it better ourselves. Let us know how we're doing at wesat@npr.org. Don't forget to tell us where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name.